Viewer discretion is advised for this Love Theme podcast. The content may contain discussions and sensitive topics related to relationships, dating, and love. Some content may not be suitable for all listeners, especially those uncomfortable with open and vulnerable conversations. We encourage our listeners to practice self-care and to reach out to a trusted friend or professional if they need support. You have no friends, you have me. Welcome to the Lost Lover Boy podcast. Welcome to another episode of the Lost Lover Boy podcast. We are on episode number, I don't fucking know, I'll be honest with you. I look at the last one and be like, okay, one up, let's do it. I don't know what the last one was, maybe 12, so I'm assuming it's 13. But before I get into the topic, before I dive into that, I want to say thank you to everybody who's returning, everybody who's new. I'm grateful that you find this a safe space. I'm grateful that you come here for advice, for perspectives, to hear my voice. Whatever reason you come here, I appreciate you. I am grateful. I'm honored. For everybody new, welcome to the home of the lovers, where we attempt to create a space for those who can't help but to give love to the world. And that's whether you be in a relationship, happily married, divorced, engaged, whatever space you're living in, single for the most part, you know what I'm saying, that I know of. I'm single. I don't fucking know. I'm working on that too, though. But anyway, welcome. Today's episode is difficult to hear. Today's episode is eye-opening. Today's episode is what I've learned through heartbreak, what I've managed to learn through getting my little, you know what I'm saying, heart cracked open. And it's about unconditional love. It's about love versus unconditional love versus, I think we're going to title it, when should unconditional love become conditional? Ooh, I know that sounds thought provoking like a motherfucker. And I know what y'all thinking. Never. What? How can that be? I'm going to give you a few details I've learned. So y'all may know the story. If you've seen episode one, you've seen I fell in love at a very, very young age. If you heard episodes, you know, continuing on, you notice I got my little shit cracked. Everybody do. We all been through our fair share. But we try not to let it wear on us. We try not to let it become who we are. So many people get their heart broken and they change. They say, oh, I'm not going to be good to any women. Or I'm not going to be looking for a husband. I don't want to have children. Or I don't want to find a wife. Or I don't want to be in relationships at all. So people joke around. And that's kind of how our dating scene became the way our dating scene came. I ain't going to say it's the main reason. But it's definitely a motherfucking underlying factor as to why the scene is so bad, because trauma changes you. You know what I'm saying? Heartbreak changes you. The thing about it is, once you get burned, you never go near fire the same way again, because you understand that burns. That's terrible. And the thing about it is, we want to be so far away from heartbreak that we shun the idea of love because of it. Like, there's a quote in this song called The Light by Common. And I've never understood this fucking quote until, you know, I had my own heart broken. It's one of my favorite songs. It's called The Light. I don't know if y'all know the song, but darling, open your eyes. It goes, let me show you the light. You may never find a love that's... But that's the original. See, that's sung by my guy, Bobby Caldwell. White guy, sound black. If y'all ain't know, now you know. I just put you up on game. But the song Common has, he sampled it. And in the song, he goes, I want to be the one that make you happiest and hurt you the most. They say the end is near. It's important that we close. And I used to always listen to the song and be like, they say they want to. I want to be the one that makes you happiest and hurts you the most. I was like, I don't want to hurt anybody. I was like, I don't want to, you know, find love and hurt her the most. I don't want to do that. That doesn't sound too, you know what I'm saying, loving to me. Why would he say such a thing? But, you know, what I've realized is that when you have the ability to make someone so happy, it also comes with the ability to hurt someone to that same degree. You see, because love and hatred
love and hurt or love and pain go hand in hand, right? So as I open your door to, think about it like this. The higher you go, the longer the fall. You understand what I'm saying? And that's really what it is. I want to be the one that make you happiest and hurt you the most. It's not that my intent is to hurt, but I now understand that it's susceptible to the possibility. I now understand that it can happen. You know, just because I love you so much, or just because I'm making you so happy, the higher you go, the longer the fall. So I never quite understood that, but to tie it into this idea of unconditional love, everybody asks, what is unconditional love? What does it mean? I always say that if God came down and said, it's you or this person, you would always choose yourself to be taken. Because I love you so much that even if it hurts me, I still love you, right? And I always under this impression my whole life, and that's the love I would look for. And that's the, I was in a relationship, right? But I was in a relationship, and not intentionally, but like in the back of my skull, I would like gauge people's genuinity. Right, I'd be like, "Oh shit, I'm hungry." Like knowing you en route to a specific destination, yeah, babe, I'm hungry as fuck, man. Like I told you in another video, you list your problem, and you see how comfortable they are with solving these problems. If they're not too comfortable with solving these problems, 9 times out of 10, they don't care about these problems. So I would do this unconsciously, like not intentionally, so unintentionally, but it would happen. It would happen, and I find myself like tallying marks as to, oh, this person don't love me like that. Oh, this person don't truly care, or this person. And that was highly unrecommended. Highly unrecommended to keep a tally. Highly unrecommended to keep marks against somebody for the things they did not do. Highly unrecommended. You're just building a hole for yourself to view them in. Don't do it. I promise you don't do it. But when I say pay attention to those signs, pay attention to those signs enough to understand that you may have to walk away. You may have to walk away because this person just don't have it for you, but never sit in a relationship so long where you're keeping marks. Because those marks will only add up to the same first mark you got. You knew from the first tally it wasn't going to work. You knew from the first tally this wasn't the person for you. So never go around keeping marks of things. Never, never, ever, ever do that. Because I promise you, you only going to hurt yourself in the end. You realizing time after time after time that this person still doesn't have that same energy you've always had for them. You know, I sit and think of the song Heaven Can Wait by Michael Jackson. Right. And in the idea of the song, the man goes, tell the angels no, because I don't want to leave my baby alone. I don't want nobody else to hold you. It's a chance I'll take. Maybe I'll stay. Heaven can wait. Imagine the idea of telling God, not right now. I'm still loving on this person. Not right now. Don't do it. And that's what shaped like these ideas and principles of unconditional love for me. Like I think of the love we have for children. And the way you love your child, that's how I want to be loved. That's how I want my wife to love me. That's how I want my family to love me. That's how I want the world to love me. But it's not always that easy. You see, I'll spill it now. The greatest thing I learned through heartbreak was that love can be unconditional. Absolutely. Without a doubt. But a relationship is not. And I'm gonna get that one more time. Love can be unconditional, right? But a relationship is not. If you look up the definition of relationship, it probably tells you an agreement made or on a specific connection. And let me tell you something. When a connection dies, so does the relationship. That don't mean you have to stop loving this person. See, unconditional love, what I've learned is that unconditional love is simply saying everything that you are. The liar, the cheater, the manipulator, the ball of energy, the entertainment, the comfortable state, everything that you are, I love all of it. I love you for exactly who you've shown me that you are. Anything other than that, let me tell you something. You're not supposed to be sitting in a relationship allowing someone to abuse you. You're not supposed to. Unconditional love don't make you sit through domestic violence. Unconditional love does not make you sit through being talked to like you're not a person. Unconditional love should not hold you there. Just because you love somebody don't mean you can't love them from a distance. Don't mean I can't fuss with you. I fuss with you. Just I'm over there with it now. You see, what I've learned is that it's usually those who attempt to love someone unconditionally that end up with the heartbreak. It's usually those who attempt to hang around, wait till a person figure it out, buy into a person because of potential. We the ones end up fucked up. And I guarantee you 90% of the people who tune into this podcast have attempted to love somebody bar none and sat there and said, we're going to figure it out together, and sat there and said, I know you could do better, and sat there and made love promises off potential. And listen, I'm not telling you you cannot love somebody unconditionally, but you love them where they at. You love them exactly where they are. I mean it from the bottom of my mind. Love taught me, or heartbreak taught me, that I can love you still. That don't mean when God calls me, I'm supposed to stay here with you. That don't mean I'm making heaven wait. You see, the thing about it is, when unconditional love is tied to a relationship, sure. But when I love you unconditionally just for you being you, that's somebody else's problem. You are now somebody else's attempt to love unconditionally. I got mine. I'm going to still love you unconditionally, and you locked into that. It'll just never be any more or any less. The parameters in which this unconditional I love you in is now set to whatever our relationship was. Honestly, we be in these relationships, and these relationships are supposed to stem from a friendship. You get to the end of the relationship, you realize y'all wasn't even friends to begin with. You realize they wouldn't have done you that way if you were just their friend. They don't even treat their friends as bad as they treat you. But we thought we could change them. We thought we could fix them. We loved you. And that's the thing, see. The reason they don't do their friends like this, is because that friendship's probably not unconditional. That friendship is more than not unconditional. You're a good friend of me. I will be a good friend of you. Conditions. Let's do it. Set. Locked in stone. But how come when our partner is not a good partner, we still sit and stay waiting for them to become this better partner? When your friend ain't a good friend, it take you goddamn 3 attempts and you cutting their ass off forever. Maybe not even 3. You may get it lower than that. But the thing about it is, when we in a relationship, we'll give 250,000 fucking chances for this person to become better to us. But let me ask you something. In that same regard, does it sound like you love yourself unconditionally? In that same regard, does it sound like you have that same thing in you that you're asking them to have? You don't even love yourself unconditionally. You don't even love yourself enough to get the fuck up and walk away. And listen. Before you think I'm attacking you, before you thinking this sounds personal, I'm only speaking because I was this person. And that's what people don't realize. They see me online giving this advice. All of this comes from this noggin, this heart, who I've had to become because love was never good to me. Who I've had to become because I don't know what unconditional love feels like. I've yet to experience in a relationship, I should say, because I know my son loved me bar none. I know that little nugget loved me to the end of the earth. It's my dog. I know he loved me, but I have yet to experience it in a relationship. You see, I'm not going to say there was moments I didn't feel loved, but I didn't feel protected. I didn't feel respected. I didn't feel appreciated at times. Things felt like what I was supposed to. You know, I remember early on in my relationship, and I was like, you know, it always poses a question like, you want to know why somebody loves you? Ask them. I'm going to tell you that. If you want to know why someone loves you, ask them. And be real conscious of the response. See, early on in my relationship, I asked, why do you love me? And she asked me, why do you love me? And I said, I love you for exactly who you are. I love your little toes. I love your little hands. I love the head rubs. I love how you seem to be a mirror reflection of who I am, who I was, I should say. I loved how it seemed like we was always two peas in a pod. I love how we shared a similar background, which led us to share a similar present. I love how we have these similar things in common, right? I said all of these things that were external to myself. And what I heard was, I love you. I love how you love me. I love the way you make me feel. And see, the problem with that is, I told her then, I said, that's not a good thing. I said, that's not good. And the reason I said that was because the moment I can't make you feel, you won't love me anymore. And I didn't say all of this at the time, but I just said it wasn't good, and she couldn't understand why. Because the moment I'm not able to fill your cup to the same degree I always have, you won't love me the same. And again, that's very conditional. But let me tell you something. What I've learned is that relationships are conditional. They should be conditional. Because at no point do you allow someone to constantly not fill your cup and you sit there and take it. Relationships should be conditional. I'm sorry how that sound. I know this is coming from the lover boy himself, but relationships absolutely should be conditional. I'm going to love you on the conditions that you make me feel appreciated. You make me feel valued. You protect my heart. You make sure I'm secure. You don't put your hands on me. You don't talk to me like you fucking crazy. I am going to love you. Major thank you for listening to this episode, but we'll be right back after this break.
Are you tired of toxic people on the internet?
Yes.
I'm Reagan.
And I'm Chesno.
And we are the hosts of the Mr. Pick Me and the Man Hater podcast. These nicknames were lovingly given to us by a troll on the internet, even though I don't hate men, and Chesco's already been picked.
Together, we discuss some of the absolutely worst people on the internet and laugh along the way, and try not to cry.
So if you want to laugh with us,
or cry,
then check out the Mr. Pick Me and Man Hater podcast. Bye.
Bye.
Because I am going to, wait, let me take that back. I am going to be in the relationship with you because you make me feel this way. Relationships should be conditional. Love doesn't have to be. You should walk around everywhere you go, loving on everybody in your life. Everybody who comes in your space, you should give them genuine love. Everybody. But the unconditional lovers, you see, the people you love unconditionally is the ones you've already accepted the relationship y'all got. I had to learn to accept my last relationship for what it was in order to move on from the relationship. I had to accept just because I love this person unconditionally does not mean this is the person who's meant to love me the same way. I had to accept that, you know, just because this is all I've envisioned doesn't mean this is all there'll ever be. You see, the thing about it is relationships are conditional. There's no such thing as unconditional love within a relationship. You can have unconditional love for somebody and be in a relationship, but there should be no relationship that is contingent on unconditional love, because that's how you sit around waiting. That's how you sit around waiting for people to change and waiting for people to do right by you, when that's never going to happen. If they don't have it in them, it's never going to happen. It's just not. You'll never be protected. You'll never be respected. You'll never be, if it's not in the relationship, if it's not within the contract of this relationship, it's not going to happen. Your unconditional love for them is not going to bring it out of them. It's not going to happen. And I hate that that's the case. I hate it. But that's just how it is. When I sit and think of unconditional love, I've accepted you for who you are. That doesn't mean I have to be close to you. You can love your kids unconditionally, but it's parents and children who don't speak. And just because you love them unconditionally, don't mean that relationship is supposed to be garnered or fixed. If your child doesn't love you or respect you as a parent, but you still love them unconditionally, that's just the way the relationship went. That doesn't mean you have to stop loving them unconditionally and wanting the best for them and doing right by them every chance you have an opportunity to. That's not what that means at all. Unconditional love. If I've ever told you I love you, I still love you. Unconditionally. Yep. If I've ever told you I spit out my mouth, I love you, I still love you unconditionally. That don't mean I'm in love with you unconditionally. That makes sense? You've never heard the words in unconditional love. You never heard that. I'm in unconditional. It don't exist. Because you can have love for anything. You can love anything or anyone unconditionally. But the thing about it is, just because I love you unconditionally and I have this thing that'll never, you can think of the most extreme thing in the world, and if it happens to you from said person, I'll still have love for you. It'd be people, and it's a test to my character, but it'd be people out here in this world who can sit and say, I have love for this person who's taken my child from me. Who's taking my child off this planet. I've seen it in murder cases. And it's that much love in these people's hearts that they don't want to hate. And that's exactly the place I'm living in right now. I don't want to hate anybody. I am blessed to be happy. There's not a single person in my life right now that I have a riff with. I ain't beefing with nobody. Nobody. If you think we got smoke, ain't no smoke. I love you. Come on now. If you think it's smoke, it ain't no smoke. Come on now. I love you. You understand what I'm saying? Unconditionally. I'm going to have love for you. You see what I'm saying? You see what I did there? Yeah, it's that simple. But unconditional love is not what's needed to hang around until it's fixed. You understand what I'm saying? If they start doing everything necessary to show you are not loved. Fuck unconditional. To show you are not loved. We do people worse than we do our friends. We do people we've been in a relationship with worse than we do our friends. I actually heard somebody say this before. They said, if two people can remain friends after a relationship, one of them was either never in love or one of them is either still in love. Take that how you want to take it. Take that how you want to take it. We can't be friends. We can be cool. But since I know I was in love, I don't know how to Either one of us is still in love or one of us never was. And it could be both. Let that sink in. All I'm telling you is, man, I've learned a lot through heartbreak. I've learned a fucking ton. And it's dramatic. It's incredible. It's game-changing, thought-provoking, eye-opening. It's all of these things, man. And I'm just sharing it with the world, shit. Episode by episode. You know what I'm saying? Let me get this off my chest, bro. Let me get this off my chest. I did an interview, a radio interview, and I openly spoke about being on the Waze navigation app. And everybody excited about it, you know? I'm excited about it, too. In about 35 feet, you know what I'm saying? Your destination right here, mama. Your destination right up in here. No, don't go that way. Why you go that way? That's how I'm going to be on a... Hey, as long as I can communicate and have my same dialect, I'm fucking with it. If they try to make me like somebody I ain't, nah, I can't do it. But if they let me be like, hey, spin right here. Hit a U. Look, ain't no... I'm a bust at you right here. Ain't nobody looking. I'm going to only say that in spots you can make a U-turn, though. I ain't going to make you do nothing illegal. You know? We'll see how far they take it, though. I don't really know how to go. I know it's like AI-generated or AI-based or something like that because I can't sit in the room and pronounce every street in the world. So, you know. But maybe they make me say the most common phrases and then they take the... That's going to be really fucking cool. I'm really fucking excited for a lot of things to come, though. I'm talking about throwing a show in March. I found a venue. Fuck with me now. So if I drop these pre-sale tickets to this show, fuck with me. You know? What else can I tell you? New colorways for the Lost Lover Girl, Lost Lover Boy merchandise is out. It's a pre-sale based thing, so bear with me. When the pre-sale ends, the orders will be printed and shipped out. There's an olive green and there's like this grayish, blackish. I don't know which one my favorite yet, but I'm going to rock them both. What else can I tell you? Life is good. I'm so happy just to be happy. You know, and I see everybody be checking on me and sending me stuff. Like, I get so much cool shit. I'm blessed. If you written me a letter, hey, listen, I've checked it. I've read it. And I read it, and I'm honored that you decided to send me something. That I'm worthy of that, you know? Because honestly, man, I'm nothing more than a man functioning in his own space. A man functioning in this life he's learned. Applying the rules he's garnered from, like, the past. That's all it is, you know? With all things love, there comes a great deal of hatred. And if you hate me, listen, I still got unconditional love for you. Because you checked it out. You had to check it out. No? You feel what I'm saying? What else can I tell you? More music coming soon. I dropped that record with Miss Nima. Guilty Pleasures. Let me know if you fuck with it. Hey, hopefully you took something great away from this episode. And hopefully you learned that in order to love someone, you must have it in yourself first. Love yourself unconditionally. Find what that feels like so you can heal and apply going forward. I almost forgot to shout out my grandma. Grandma, listen, shout out to you. I love you, old lady. You may not see this or you might start. I took my grandma some flowers over the weekend, Friday. Dropped them off at her house. She loved them. Y'all heard the little snippet if you was on my Instagram. My grandma crazy. I'm actually used that snippet on a song one day. I fuck with her that much. I love you, Granny. I'm so proud that the pastor's proud of me. I ain't even done nothing. But I'm so glad that the pastor's proud of me. What can I tell you? Love yourself unconditionally. Love those around you unconditionally. But let no unconditional love be a reason to keep a relationship alive. Let it die if it's meant to die. And peace out.